This is NRL Boom Rookies.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Boom Rookies presented by ESPN, coming at you live from Las Vegas. I am Matt Bungard and with me today is no one. That's right, for the first time ever, I am flying solo, but we will have some other voices on this show in just a minute. And during the week, we will have a host of guests, both familiar faces and some new ones, to come along and join me. But for today, through a series of Qantas and hire car related mishaps, I hit the ground running in Sin City and had about 10 minutes between getting here and getting over to the first media opportunity of the day. I was lucky enough to speak with three of the game's brightest stars today at said media opportunity, and we'll start it off with an absolutely giddy Latrell Mitchell, who was looking wistfully down the Sunset Strip.
It's boring, yeah? Vegas. what a shit part of the world. mate, honestly, I can't wait for it. I'll wait for that sun to go down. You know, it's different.
You're just looking wistfully off into the distance.
I am. I'm very, you know, easily distracted. No, mate, I haven't. So that's definitely something for me to soak in. Well, everyone, you know, all Aussies get to see it. So it's a big city.
You've got to be delighted with how many people are flying over.
Yeah, I'm very happy. You know, I think Australia should be very proud on, and NRL should be very proud on what we've, you know, able to achieve here, and the passion that these fellas show to travel 15, 16 hours to come and watch the game they love. That's what we want to be able to achieve here and have this year. So hopefully we get, you know, 40,000 Americans to come, or more, millions, yeah, you know, to be able to tune into this game, but also come over.
And to his point, our airplane was chock full of NRL fans, not just of the teams that were playing, but I saw Eels jerseys, Penrith jerseys, a few others as well. And the line of people waiting to get into the Fox display at the Resorts World Casino this afternoon was probably about 100 people long as I headed back to my room to start editing this show. So already 4 days out from the event, it seems as though there's a real vibe about the place. And look, you know, this is Las Vegas. There's no real single event that can take over a place that's so big and has so many things to do. Maybe when Conor McGregor fights, that's about it. But, you know, even when I covered a Rob Whittaker fight here in 2017, there was a sense of, like, a large chunk of people not knowing what was on. So you are going to get that throughout the week. But on the walk back to the hotel again, I saw plenty more NRL gear as well. And it seems as though a lot of people have flown over. Both James Tedesco and Damien Cook said it was starting to sink in. Just what a monumental deal this was.
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't think about it too much, really, when you're coming here. You just think it's sort of another game of football. It's obviously in America, which is different, but I guess, you know, training, we trained at UCLA. A lot of the college guys were there, coming in and seeing on the billboards. It's all sort of setting in a bit, and we know, I mean, if you ever play in the Allegiant Stadium where the Super Bowl was, where so many great players have played, it's pretty cool. I mean, once that whistle goes, it's just another game of footy, but it's cool to, it'll be cool after the game, to sort of once it sets in, and hopefully we're celebrating a win.
I definitely enjoy all sports, but, you know, obviously we've got a big focus on, you know, the NFL and the basketball back home, so I definitely followed along, and you just got a lot of respect for other athletes at the top of their game, but I think, you know, having the Super Bowl here a couple of weeks ago and then being able to play on the same field as that is a pretty surreal moment, and you know, pretty cool thing that we've been able to do.
When did it start? Was it the drive in, seeing those billboards? Was that when it first started to sink in?
So we flew in. Everyone's getting a bit excited then, but probably on the bus. I think boys are, you know, going, driving past all the stadium, the casinos, all that, Caesars Palace, million movie quotes are coming out. So that it was all good fun.
I was going to ask you about that. So who in the squad is most likely to disappear like Doug from The Hangover, and who in the squad is most likely to get involved in a series of comedic mishaps trying to find them?
Who would go missing? Maybe, I wouldn't say Jai. You know, I'd say young Jai Gray, but he's not even 21, so he'll be all right. maybe, I don't know if Jai would go missing. He knows his way around here. So, but we'll say him, and then I think it'd be a funny to watch, you know, Big Tommy trying to find him, I think.
I'd love that. Yeah. I'd watch that. Yeah. Hangover 4, let's book it.
Cody and Cholly in there, that'd be a good movie.
Well, hopefully they get some royalties for Hangover 4, starring Jai Arrow, Tom Burgess, Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell. James Tedesco was also asked what he thought a pass mark from the NRL's point of view would be for this Vegas project.
Yeah, I think if we can impact a small percentage of America, I mean, America's so big, the market here is It's unbelievable. There's so many sports. I think if we get a solid crowd, I'm not sure what the crowd looks like at the moment, but if we get a good atmosphere, good crowd of Americans, we get, you know, a small percentage tuning into the game and being excited by the game, maybe some traction from athletes who are at the game or who are watching, I mean, that would be a success. And I think if they do tune in, they'll enjoy the game. And you know, it's pretty hard to explain to Americans, you know, rugby league, and I don't know if they know the difference or which ball games or what, but I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
So there's kind of two schools of thought on that. A lot of people have kind of got to the point where we're like, we just stop correcting them and just kind of embrace the word rugby. How do you feel about that in terms of avoiding confusion?
I'm just not sure if they know the difference. That's probably the big thing. They say rugby, and you say rugby league, and they say, oh yeah, rugby. So I'm actually not sure if they know the difference of the sport. I hope in this game, when they watch it, they can sort of see the difference and can enjoy the rugby league game. But yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they even know, because obviously rugby is more
global.
Yeah, it's played in a lot more countries. So.
And when asked a similar question, Latrell said that all he was hoping was to put on a show.
Yeah, mate. Look, honestly, I just think for us as players, as teams, for you know, separate entities, I think for us now it's just about. Entertaining. Mm. Our job is now is to grow it and put it the us product in front of the the people that that want to buy it. So hopefully we can expand it. I know the NRL are taking a gamble, which is a big step in the right direction, I think. So it's not much of a gamble, but I just think if you can bring something here and at a world class level, Super Bowl was obviously played down the road not long ago. So for us as players, we're buzzing because we get to do what we love on the world stage now. And And Chomit's been global for a very long time, but now he's here. Global, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of the recurring talking points leading into this game has been the width of the field is going to be a little bit narrower than a regular NRL ground. And all three boys were asked about that as well.
No, I think it's something we're definitely going to not figure out. We've spoken about it, but definitely going to see how the game goes and how it feels as well. But we've definitely got ways we want to play. But, AJ, speaking to AJ and the other outside backs too, they find that there is a lot less room out there just in that couple of metres. So, it's all about this first couple of games anyway. It's just, make sure you defend them well, you're completing really high in these first rounds and, field position, giving yourselves. We've got a great attacking power out there, so we've just got to give those boys enough shots and we're confident we'll get the job done.
Does it impact the way you think about your options in our dummy half, knowing there's less space?
I think it'll be tighter in the middle. I think it's going to be a big bash up through the middle. I think a lot of work's going to be done from both packs against each other. And probably everything's going to tighten up just a little bit in there, but it has over the last couple of years anyway since the one ref come in. I feel like there's not a heaps of space there anyway. So, if that's how it happens, that's the whole job. Try and bring them in, find some space out wide or stretch them out and go through the middle. So that's pretty much how you attack. And so it'll be interesting to see how the game goes, but we're confident in our game plan and the options we have off the back of that.
Yeah, I definitely think there probably won't be as much space. But you just got to adapt. We've been training on it. You can still make it work. I'm sure there'll be plenty of excitement and chances you can create. But I think probably just the kicking game is one you got to be on as a fullback. It's the shorter field. I feel like the team rolls down.
Yeah.
The field a bit easier. The 40-20 is going to have to be on. So just I think awareness on kicking game is probably a big one for us at the back. But it's hard to do because it's our first game of the year. Yeah. So everyone expects all these fireworks. But it's going to be. It's not going to be perfect, but the pre-season we've had, it's been awesome. Everyone's fit, healthy. Guys have missed out. We've had a great pre-season, so it's a good sign for us to start the year.
It's a weirdly tricky one in some ways, right? Because everyone talks about this being such a big selling point for the game, and hopefully it is, right? But then, like you point out, we're coming off the back of a pre-season.
Yeah.
And also, up-tempo football is a good selling point, but a smaller field probably doesn't lend itself to that.
I know. It's going to be interesting. It's hard to... to know what's going to happen or what to expect, but I'm sure, as I said, we've got a lot of quality players, a lot of quality teams here that are going to provide some quality football. But even the trials, you sort of watched it. There's a lot of errors, and hopefully it might get pretty dewy. I'm not sure what the field will be like. So there's a couple of factors, but I think you want to start well. So
I just said to AJ, and I said to young Gag, just stay on your wings, and you'll be all right. So they're the only followers complaining at the moment.
Yeah.
So.
For you, is there less space, do you think, or do you think it'll be all right?
Oh, I said this the other day. When I was young, 18, I used to run around people. Now, I'm 26, 27, I run over them. So. Yeah.
Make your own space.
You've got to make your own space, mate. Yeah. It's a tighter game, tighter field. So, just feeling each other's, each game, and I think the entertainment's going to be there, but it's just about feeling our way through round one and getting the bug, the cobwebs off. So.
I think I speak for everyone. I say I would love to watch Latrell run over everyone he sees in 2024, starting this weekend. You might have heard the voice of friend of the show, Scott Bailey, in a couple of these clips. He was next to me for these chats, and he had a great question to all three men about life after the NRL and whether it could involve America in the future.
Can I just get one more for you this way? This one overnight, whether Scott Penn was suggesting that Daly Cherry Evans could potentially come up here in front of the franchise in New York as a player. If they were to get us, a professional league off the ground, do you think that would actually be enticing for guys at the end of their career in the NRL to come here and play in the USA?
What city would you most like to play?
Who knows? I have to discuss that with my
San Diego. San Diego Sharks captain.
What's the Sharks? Not the Sharks. Who knows? Vegas Rabbits.
Would be appealing to you?
I think it would be. I think a lot of the guys at the end of their career, sometimes they try and pick up a couple of years in the Super League as well. Is the States a little bit more appealing?
Yeah. To be honest, it is.
So, I think it'd be great. I honestly think it's going to head that way. The way people talk, just being in Ubers and stuff like that, they know what's happening. They know what rugby is. A lot of them don't realise we're playing this weekend, but they know what it's about. So I think this is going to be great for it over here.
Even when LA, there's a professional rugby union team. I didn't even know they played rugby union in America, but I'm sure if they're playing rugby union, they want to play rugby league. So, to be able to live in America and play rugby league, England's obviously cool as well, but nice weather here. And there's
When you finish up with the NRL, which expansion city would you like to be the captain of?
Maybe Miami or something.
Yeah, there we go.
I've never been there. I've only been to LA, Vegas and New York, so they're probably the three big ones.
In all seriousness, you reckon the family'd be up for that? You'd be up for that?
I think so. Just tell the story. I'm going to be coming to America.
Miami Maulers fullback, James Tedesco.
After you finish your contract or your NRL commitment.
Nah.
You know what, seriously?
It would be cool. 100%. Definitely. It would be a very cool experience. Be interesting. I guess that's what the hope is, and bringing the game here. And even though it might spark some interest from around America. And who knows? Could be the start of some teams in the future. But
if it's warmer all year round instead of going to England, then I think a lot of players will be able to.
What city would you most like to be part of an expansion franchise?
I went to Philly, but that's really hardcore there. I loved it, but if you had a team here, mate, I don't know. I'm more of a Nashville if there's a team there. No, I'd go there or the Texas.
Would you consider it seriously, like at the end of your career, if it was something?
I'm optimistic, so I'm very excited to see. If that's in conversation, then it only takes a conversation to happen. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
The Nashville nightmare, Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah, well, there you go, mate.
Itself, mate.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Well, I was pretty proud of myself for coming up with San Diego Sharks, Miami Maulers, and Nashville Nightmares on the spot. But beyond that, I think it's definitely an idea that has merit. I think it's definitely a market that could sustain a rugby league competition at some level down the stretch. And whether or not that's as a result of a springboard from this weekend, or whether it's sort of more meticulous planning down the line, I'm not sure. But, it's an extremely exciting idea, and I know that it's not just these guys that feel this way. I think if you asked pretty much any NRL player if they'd prefer to see out the swan song of their career in the north of England or in insert American city here, I would imagine that most of them would opt for the latter. It would be a really cool thing to see. I don't know if they'd have the checks and balances in place or something like that by the time Daly Cherry Evans hangs his boots up, because you'd imagine that wouldn't be too many years from now. Although, there's the idea that Daly Cherry Evans will outlive us all. A terrifying prospect, some might say. But I don't see why it can't happen at some point down the line. I think it would be an amazing achievement for the sport to really establish itself here. And I guess it does have to start this weekend if it's going to start somewhere. And it would have been remiss of me to not ask those two South Stars about what the hell happened last year and how they're going to fix it in 2024.
When I look back at it and had a good review of last year, and we've moved on now and looking forward to the future with a couple of new players coming in to boost that, and the likes of Kepi and Jack White have done that. But looking back, it was a point where the harder we tried, the worse it got. So the effort was all there, it just wasn't in the right place, it just wasn't happening for us. So, mate, we've been up for a long time without any result, which is also hard, not just physically but mentally as well. So we had a great freshen up, a great off season, and everyone's trained really well. And like I said, those boys coming in the squad, just, you know, someone like Jack especially, you know, someone like Dalian player coming in your side, he's just a great footballer. And playing whatever position you want to, it excites you and gives you a lot more confidence.
Well, we haven't seen him yet, of course, but we did see Big Sean Kepi in that charity show. He was fantastic. Yeah. What did you make of him so far?
For me personally, as a hooker as well, like having him, he's going to be great for us. He's just someone who just wants to take those tough carries, and he's very strong in defence as well. So I'm looking forward to playing alongside him.
It seems like the forward pack especially really has a lot of competition for spots this year. You've got to be stoked with that as the number 9.
100%. Mate, you look at the guys, our training standards for both, you know, packs when we're versing each other, it's been a solid standard in the middle of the field. And so JD's had a tough job picking this round one side, but also a great sign of how good our depth is there.
Mate, yeah, I didn't even think about it until you actually said something. So, you know, honestly, I just think it's past as a past now, and it's a new year, it's 24 now, so I get to focus on that in round one on Saturday, so that's all I'm worried about.
And I guess, do you sort of take what you guys did the first half of last year, what you've done previous seasons?
Mate, yeah, fire's always there, fire's always burning, so I think for us it's just about finding our feet, and that's what we did last year, and I think it's just about holding that through the year, so.
That's right, Latrell. Forwards, not backwards. Upwards, not downwards. And always twirling. I feel good about this weekend, not just from a South point of view, but from a rugby league point of view. I've only been here for a couple of hours, but sitting on a flight that was full of rugby league fans, seeing a bunch of rugby league fans walking around the streets, and seeing a further bunch of rugby league fans lined up in a queue to get into a thing an hour before it started, I think definitely bodes well for the weekend. If you are a listener, hit me up, come get a beer. I know I've got a pretty full calendar in that regard with a bunch of people already reaching out, but the more the merrier. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to the next few dates. I think it's going to be great. Apologies that this show is a little bit short, as I said. Wanted to get here earlier in the day and do a bit more stuff, but that just wasn't in the cards, sadly. But yeah, something a little bit different today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you're as excited as I am to see Latrell Mitchell playing for Nashville in 8 or 9 years' time. And I really hope that, you know, this game and this weekend are a success, not just from a personal point of view, because I want to come back here every year, but also just because it does feel like there is a lot of hope in the air. There is a lot of people that are primed for a big weekend. And once we get in there and see the boys chucking the footy around, I think everything's going to be fine, because there's not many problems on earth that can't be solved by a steed flying through the air. So yeah, that's it. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have some guests on then. We'll have some guests on through the week. We'll have plenty of other stuff for you as well. But before we get out of here, I do have to give a thank you to the people in the top 2 tiers on our Patreon subscription service. If you'd like to support us, go to patreon.com/NRLBroomRookies. You get access to our Discord server, a third show every single week, merch discounts, entry into the Coltrane Cup. You might have seen the explainer video that I posted on all our socials the other day. If you have seen that, share it with your friends. Get them to join. The more, the merrier. But until then, thank you to Alex Ergicomi, Chris Avnell, Dave, Michael. No thanks to the crime syndicate that skimmed my card, but thanks to Boom Rookies HQ for not kicking me out of the Discord. Murray, Rocky and Rafi, Stu, Weak Gutted Wayno, Adam Small, Ashley and Martin, Broncos legend Adam Reynolds, Bruce the Pom, Butsy, Chivex Nufflegubblegus, Dan Cullinane, David, an anonymous backer, Ed Burton, future Clive Churchill medalist, Keon Kalamatangi. I can't yell because my Zoom microphone cuts out. I upped my subscription just to hear you read this out while I was on your show. I was saying Boo-Earns. I'm Matt Bungard and Rhea Ripley, suplexing Nia Jax was my sexual awakening. Jason, Joe, Joel Wrigley, John, Josh Brandon, kicks us out of the comp, Lachlan Hancock, Luke Charles Speedmore, Mads, Taylor's version, Matthew Duggan, Matt, the Quokkas were asking for it, Bungard, Jesus Christ. Morgan Watkins, my name is Nick Campton and rugby union is my favourite type of rugby. My ding ding dong is hard and I'm sad. Never trendy. Nick Kodrick lives on my street. I'm subliminally coaching him to run it straight. Oh, what about that? Send him off. Send the dirty git off. Get him off the field. That were diabolical. Paul Mac 78. Please fucking change that one, mate. I fucking hate it. Reese Brown, Roxanne Clark. See you in Vegas. See you in Vegas. Get in touch. Shunter. Sometimes even the great Rodrigo Eduardo forgets to change his name. Sorry, I forgot to mention. Trump sneakers are now the official shoe of the pod. T2T. Give me the fucking ball. The Black Vegetable. Thor. Tom Hardy was. We are now having chats to Evan Loatis and Evan Dislistens. All listeners, please send $5 at the Matt Bungard on twitter.com. And Westlife Podcast, West Tigers are back, baby. Thank you so much for your support to everyone in the lower tiers and to everyone who just listens. Thank you as well. Felt weird reading those out with no giggling from Nick in the background, but I did get a weird look from my wife when I did the Rhea Ripley one. So thank you for that. You know who you are. Shame on you, you dirty, dirty boy. I'll see you tomorrow. Say goodbye, Matthew. Goodbye, Matthew. And it's goodbye from me.